At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I am so excited about what Spirit wants to do today. I woke up this morning, and I was just excited. I just feel like that something big was about to happen. Something big good, not something big bad. And so we need that, right? We need something big good to happen to us, not something big bad. So I'm anticipating today. I'm anticipating a miracle in my life. I mean, I have stuff that I'm working on, just like you're working on stuff. And today, I'm just anticipating that Spirit's going to open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. And I am so thankful for that. You know, I am so thankful for your energy today here on this program that you're listening right now. Maybe you're listening live. Maybe you're listening to this program archived. The Spirit's the same. Because today we're going to do something a little bit different today. And it's sort of you taking part in the program. And that's a good thing. You know, you got to take an active part in changing our planet and changing our world. And that starts with you and me being the change that we want to see in the world today. So today, we're going to spend 8 minutes. I believe they're going to be the most 8 powerful minutes that this program has ever experienced. And so that's going to be later on in the program. So you might want to tell your friends that, hey, you know, something is about to happen. I believe the most 8 powerful minutes ever on this program. I believe that with everything inside of me. But it's going to take us working together to create those powerful 8 minutes. Okay? And I'm going to explain all that later on in the program. So that's going to be later on. But right now, let's go ahead and talk about the card I pulled for the show today. It comes from my Gaia deck. And it actually goes along with what we're going to do today. But it's the Ocean of Eternal Love card. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about healing, creativity, and fertility. I want to focus on a couple words here. Healing and fertility is what I want to focus on. Birthing what we want in our lives. Manifesting that. I say that all the time on this program, and I will continue to say it as long as I have breath in me. Because I believe it's the most important ingredient in our spirituality is manifesting, pulling into us what we want in our lives. Aren't we tired of the same old? You know, we get up, some of us get up and we go, oh, morning. You know, why not wake up and go, morning, wow. You know, what potential is in today? You know, how about that? You know, how about we anticipate, you know, a blessing, anticipate our angels working with us on a daily basis in our lives, creating powerful things in our lives. Instead of feeling stuck, let's get out of those stuck places and let's move into the potential that is inside of us and tap into that, and let's become those powerful things that we already are, those powerful beings that we already are. Let's step into the power place. Okay? I'm tired of dragging my feet. I'm ready to move forward. And I know you are too. It takes one step. You know, I said this yesterday on the program. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begin with one step. And that is so true. It takes one step. You know, Spirit's not asking you to take a whole bunch of steps. Spirit's asking you to take one step. But it's up to you to do that. Healing. Well, a lot of us need that. We've been talking about it on this program for days now about emotions and about emotional healing. Tomorrow, I have a wonderful guest with me. Dr. Adam Fulmore will be with us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Do not miss that program. He's learned a lot of techniques on how to help heal emotionally. So please join us tomorrow for Adam Fulmore. He's going to be here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Awesome guest, awesome person. I haven't really got to talk to him yet, but I already know he's awesome because the Spirit's in him, so that makes him awesome. But he'll be here tomorrow with us, okay? But there's a lot of healing taking place right now. If you allow that to happen, again, you have to allow the Spirit to bless you, Spirit to heal you, Spirit to move in your life. You have to allow this to happen. So let it happen, okay? And there's a lot of creativity going on our planet right now. This energy that's on our planet right now, I believe, is a very creative energy, and it wants us to tap into that. So maybe, you know, get you some paint, you know, get you some paper, start writing, you know, use that creative energy that's inside of you bursting to come out of there. Use it and create something beautiful in your life, okay? And I think that creativity also could be talking about manifesting energy that's inside of all of us. And I think that for a lot of us, we dream too little. I think that we ask too little. We just have this limited belief system that we don't deserve great and powerful things in our lives. And we need to get out of that mindset because we do deserve wonderful, powerful things in our lives. We do deserve to prosper. We do deserve to be the spiritual beings that we are already, but we just need to tap more into that. All right? Right. Let's go to prayer. Then we're going to go ahead and start the program. If you would like to be a part of the program, I do have a caller already, and I appreciate that. But I do have a lot of open lines. So 347-327-9316. I know a lot of you probably don't even know that I'm on right now, so we're going to send the energy out there to let you know that I'm on, and so you can wake up and join us. But that is 347-327-9316. Yeah, I know, it's a surprise show. But, you know, the best way I could tell you to follow us is follow us, because I'm led by Spirit, and Spirit told me to be on, so here we are. 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for the sunshine that is shining right now, and I thank you for the love that you're pouring out upon all of us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much for that, that you love us without conditions. You don't judge us in any way, and you just love. And that is so awesome. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask you to teach me how to do that. How to do that with myself and how to do that with other people around me. How to get past those judgmental belief systems and those judgmental attitudes and just love. Because you said that, you know, to love thy neighbor as you love yourself, and you know, it starts with us, and we got to love us so we can love others. And Father, Mother, God, just please teach me how to do that better. Because that's all I want to do. I just want to love people. And a lot of the stuff that's stopping me is a lot of my emotional hurt and a lot of my baggage, and I ask you today to help me with that. Then I ask you to help my listeners with their baggage and their things that are in their way, and remove those obstacles in our path, and let us be what you want us to be, and let us tap into the center of us and into you, and let us love from that place. For from that place all things come and all things evolve and all things come out of us from that place. And we thank you so much for that today. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for my listeners. And I pray that you would just touch them right now. I don't know what's going on in their lives, but you do. You know the hurt that's inside of them. You know that the pain's inside of them. You know the emotions that are inside of them. You know the things that are holding them back, and you can break them free from that. You're beyond powerful. You're beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And today, I pray right now, that from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you would begin to pour energy into them. And that you would let them feel that. That you would get them unstuck if they're stuck. And that you would let them take that step into that journey of 1,000 miles that they can go without fear forward. And Father, Mother, God, we break any cords today, any attachments to the past that might be holding us back, and we ask you to move us forward into love and into power and into might. Let us not be afraid of the light. This is no time for us to shrink back. This is time for us to shine forward and brighter than ever before. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for everything that you're about to do. And I thank you for the gifts inside of me. And at this moment, I move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you would want to use on this program, as you always do. And I thank you for the opportunity to be able to help the people that I'm about to talk to. And I surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Man, yeah. I wish you could feel what I'm feeling. Maybe you are feeling what I'm feeling. And that's awesome if you're feeling what I'm feeling. There's like a wave after wave of energy that is just coming over me right now. That has been since I woke up this morning, just wave after wave after wave after wave of energy. And how that happens is that we're open to that. We're open to that movement of the Spirit, and we tap into that movement, and we flow with it. A lot of us in the past have fought against it because we didn't understand it. We didn't know how to flow with it. We didn't understand what that even is. But it's time for us to begin to learn how to just flow with that and how to go with that. Time. All right. Talking about time, let's talk to some of you right now. How about 253? Let's say hi.
Good morning. It's Holly.
Hi, Holly. I am good. Hi. How are you? Hello?
Are you still there? I was trying to get it off speaker, but I can't. I'm fine. I was just wondering who rang my doorbell this morning.
Your brother.
I knew it.
Yeah, your brother. Your brother's energies are really around you today. I would spend some time communicating with him. You can do that without me. You can just talk to him like you're talking to me. And just be open to whatever he wants to say to you. But he's definitely around you. He rang that doorbell to get your attention because you're just not paying attention. And so he's just like, oh, okay, how am I going to get her attention? I'm going to ring the doorbell. I would let him in today. I would really focus on him today. And we started the show talking about healing, and I feel like that there's just a lot of healing that your brother wants to help you with. You know, maybe some things with his passing that you're still having a problem with, you know, things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I knew it was him.
Yeah, definitely him. This is your day to try to heal some of that, okay?
Okay.
With him in. You know, we don't understand, you know, why he left when he did, but, you know, it was his timing, and we just have to accept that. But he's okay, and you know, he's focused on your mom. Is your mom doing okay? Why would he be focused on your mom?
I'm not speaking to her, and she's probably not doing okay. She has a lot of health issues.
Okay. You know, that might be also another thing he wants to you to focus on. Unfortunately, he might be wanting you to talk, you know, to her. Maybe, you know, be sure that you guys can work this out. Okay? And you know, because you don't, the one thing I will tell you, Holly, and as a medium, I've come across this too many times in my time doing this, people having unresolved issues when their loved one passes. And I'm not saying your mom's passing. Please don't read more into what I'm saying.
No, I know she's ill, though. I'm not.
Yeah, but she's ill. And you do not want these feelings towards her if she does pass. You don't want this unresolved. Okay?
Well, and, she really stabbed me in the back, though. I mean, I don't know.
She did, and she did. But the one thing, and you might not ever have to, you know, but you're going to have to forgive her for that, for your path, for your journey forward, okay? Because unforgiveness just holds you back, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we don't want you held back. Great things are about to happen for you. We don't want anything in your path right now that would interrupt that flow, okay? So
yeah.
You might want to just look at that. I'm not saying that you have to do it today, but you might want to look at that. And there will be a time that you're able to do this. It's not today, though. I know that.
No.
But Spirit knows that. But they're just bringing it to your attention. Your brother's bringing it to your attention. You do not want unresolved issues between you and your mom. Okay? Even if you never talk to her again, you can forgive her. You can move past this. You know, even if you don't have communication with her. Okay? But you just don't want these feelings there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I...
Yeah, what?
Can I ask about a dream real quick?
Really quick? Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to shoot me, and then in my dream I remembered I can take control of my dream, and I turn around and grab a gun and start shooting them and hitting them on the head with a gun. What does that mean?
Okay, well, that means that right now there's you're feeling like there's this is really easy an interpretation for me, anyhow.
Uh-huh.
You're feeling like that somebody has power over you, and that they have control, and what that means to me is that it's time for you to take control, and this could again go back to your mother. This could be relating to that.
My ex-husband.
Or something like that. Yeah, because it feels like that right now what that is representing to me, the gun, is that somebody has power over you. Then what you did is you took control of the gun, which is the power, and you're taking back that power. That's what that means to me. So this is the time for you to take back power. Stop letting people push you around, Holly. All right?
You got it.
All right. You stand in your own strength, okay? All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day. Enjoy your time with your brother in spirit, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's a good way to start the show. All right. Let's continue to flow here. 972, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello. Hi. Can you say your name again for me, please, ma'am?
Denise.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. How can I help?
Oh, okay. I'm just a general reading.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here, and let's see what Spirit wants to say to you today, okay? How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's fine.
Good. Yeah, it's the sun was out, now it's clouding up a little bit, but... But it's still a good day, even no matter what. So, you know, it's all in the way we perceive things and how we focus on things. So, let me go ahead and pull some cards for you from my Gaia deck here. Let me see what Spirit wants to say. Focusing on healing, emotional healing, definitely emotional healing. Have you been having a lot of problems with your emotions in the past? Maybe not right now, but in the past?
Oh, yes, I've had a lot.
Okay. You know, and I think you're still struggling with that a little bit. And so Spirit really is wanting to heal that. Again, this is just relationships. I feel like maybe some romantic relationship, but a lot of this is just like family stuff. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay. Yeah, because I keep seeing more family healing that needs to take place here. You know, people, you know, families, a lot of times there are just misunderstandings. There's things that, you know, people say this and people say that, and we get our feelings hurt, and then that just pancakes on top of everything else, and it just keeps growing. And I feel like that's what happened here. Yeah. But Spirit's definitely bringing a lot of healing into your path. Harmony. The bottom of this card talks about power, self-confidence. So sort of staying on the same wavelength that I had with Holly, you know, I feel like that it's time for you to stand in your power. I feel like that a lot of times you've been focused on everybody else in your life and not focused on you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, I do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's a good thing, but it's also not a good thing because what's happened here is you've helped everybody else. But somewhere along the path here, you've lost.
Yeah. I didn't take care of myself.
Yeah. You're not taking care of yourself. I feel also there's a physical. Is there something physically going on with you as well?
Oh, I don't know. It might be.
Okay. Yeah, I would check with the doctor. I feel like that you need to go to a doctor. I don't see anything that I'm really concerned about. But a checkup right now would be okay, and just to be sure everything's okay, because I do feel like that there's something going on with your body physically. I don't know what that is, but I keep feeling that. So you might want to check on that, okay? But I definitely feel Harmon is the one that will tell you May and June look like really good months for you. Look like a lot of movement, a lot of positive movement forward. And maybe a lot of healing taking place. You know, I feel like that there is going to be a resolution with a family member. They're going to contact you out of the clear blue and just tell you they're sorry.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so that's good. They need to apologize to you. And so, you know, and Spirit works in mysterious ways that we don't always understand. You know, we don't think that Spirit's working on things, but Spirit's working on things. I've had this happen in my own life. You know, I forgot about a situation with a person one time, and my phone rang. They called me up, and they said, "I'm sorry for hurting you way back then," and it was back in high school.
And I'm
glad they apologized because they needed to. So, you know, we don't always see Spirit working, but Spirit's working. Talking about movement, the last card I want to focus on here is Eternal Dance, and it talks about movement, will of life, path of least resistance. So that's where you're headed right now. Is there a financial thing going on right now, like a lot of stress in that area right now?
Oh, okay, well, I'm unemployed.
Okay, all right. Are you looking for a job? Because I feel something opening up for you.
Oh, really? Okay, I haven't been looking anymore.
Okay, I would put some more. I know it's discouraging. Hey, I've been doing the same thing. It gets discouraging after a while of hearing no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so I would put some applications out there because I'm going to say that if you put some applications out there, maybe even contact some of the people you've already contacted. I'm filling a job for you by the end of May.
Oh really?
Yeah, because May looks a very movement month for you. So I'm going to say by the end of May, you should have a job.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you put the effort out there, you got to apply. Yeah,
I understand. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You got to take some steps forward, too. So, but Spirit's ready to move. You know, they're just waiting for you. But I definitely see a job, and this does look like a very good job for you with lots of money, benefits, does look long-term to me. So this would be something that you could handle, something you could do. I don't have any idea what that is, but it is a job out there if you want it, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to be a part of the program, you can be a part of the program by calling me at 347-327-9316. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. The number to talk to me, 347-327-9316. Let's talk to who's ever on the other end of 111.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Okay, yeah, I started getting dizzy last night, and it's kind of like an inner ear thing. Or I'm not sure, is it part of ascension, or is it just a little inner ear thing that I have to deal with?
Okay, yeah, let me get your name. I didn't get your name.
Oh, May.
May, okay, thank you.
Sure.
Because it just helps me tap into you a little bit. Yeah, because I need to tap into your energy. I'm going to go with that. I'm feeling like it's part of your awakening process. A lot of ringing of ears has been going on. So I'm going to say that part of your awakening. If it continues, if it gets a little worse, I would go get it checked out, of course.
Sure. Sure.
But you know, you might still do that just to be sure that there's nothing serious going on there. But I'm saying that it's part of your awakening because you've taken a lot of steps, gigantic steps forward in the last year. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like that you're in a very good place spiritually. Now, you got a lot of great things happening. Now, why would I keep seeing a physical move? I keep seeing. Now, this could be trying to show me something else, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, and then we'll see where it fits, okay? I keep seeing like lots of boxes around you. Boxes to me, when I see boxes, they represent movement. Now this could be a physical move, this could be a spiritual move. I'm gonna go with I keep hearing physical move.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go with. Are you moving?
Yes, I'm in the process of moving. Yes, it's
okay.
It's,
yeah. Because this move that you're taking in this process. It's part of the process of this awakening that's taking place in you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You felt like an urge to move. It was like something inside of you almost pushed you forward. So, you know.
Right.
And so sometimes you have to have that. I have to have that sometimes. It just feels like somebody or something pushing me forward. Because a lot of times our fears, our apprehensions, our things get in the way. And we just need that little shove forward. But this is a really good thing. Now, why also would I keep seeing a guy around you now? Are you in a relationship or thinking about it?
Yeah, this has to do with the move. It would
okay.
When I'm making this move, it would us becoming more together. Yes.
Okay. Because I thought it was associated because, you know, we're talking about the move and then I kept seeing this guy around you. So this would make sense to me. This is a really good relationship for you. You've taken some really major steps forward on your spiritual journey, and I'm excited for you because all of these are good moves and all positives. I don't see – the one thing I will tell you, I don't see anything negative. You know, so that's good. That's one thing you want a reader telling you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
You have a great day. And it was a pleasure talking to you.
And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right. We have open lines. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. Let's give you some information while I'm waiting for Spirit to direct me what to do next. Email addresses for me. All right. Here we go. Write them down. I'm going to say them twice in case you want to contact me by email. You can contact me personally through my personal email at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. That's insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right. You can also use this email address, spiritually awakenings, there's an S on the end of awakenings, @gmail.com. That's spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. You can go to my website at www, my personal website is www.spirituallyawakening.com. That's where you can set up full readings with me, and I do have time to do full readings today if you would like to. I do have one scheduled at 3, but if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that today, www.spirituallyawakening.com. Also, the website for the program is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. You know, a lot of times in our lives, I feel like that we're just missing things. You know, I think that a lot of times, you know, I know in my own spiritual journey, you know, there have been times in my life that, you know, I was like, man, you know, Spirit, I want you to move. And I thought that Spirit would move in this mighty, huge way, you know. But it didn't. It moved in a small way. And I almost missed it because I was looking for this big, huge thing and almost missed the answer because it was a little thing. It was just a little tug. It was just a little thing that I had to do that made everything different. Everybody listening to my voice right now, I want to tell you something. You're intuitive. Okay? You're a spiritual being having a human experience, and right now you're housed in a human form. But you are and always will be one thing, a spiritual being. What this program and what Spirit is trying to do in your life is to wake you up to that, to get you to understand that. Maybe for the first time ever in your whole life, you're going, what? I'm like, what? Maybe you never heard that you're a spiritual being. Inside of you is an energetic being housed right now in a human form. Right now, most likely, you're probably listening to me at your home. Maybe you're not, but your home houses you and your family. It's a shell. It's not who you are. It's a shell. It's where you live. Just like your spiritual being is who you are, but right now it's housed in this human form. And a lot of times our human form gets in the way because we have with the human form part of our journey that we chose to take is to experience human emotions. So sometimes those human emotions overwhelm us and get in the way. We also have a human brain that sometimes just chatters and chatters and chatters and chatters and doesn't know when to shut up. So what we do is we learn how to take control of that, how to work better with what we have to deal with right now. Hopefully this program helps with that. Okay? I really hope it does. Okay. We're about to do something, and I'm going to give you instructions on how to do this. Okay? So I want you to listen, because I'm going to tell you something before we go into that. Okay? Years and years ago, I had a dream, and in that dream, I saw our planet, Earth. I was up in the universe, and I was looking down, and, you know, my heart was heavy at that time, like it is today, for our planet. And so I was up in the universe in this dream. I was up in the universe, and I was looking down. And I saw the planet, our planet, our home. And above our planet, I saw this angel, and she had her arms wrapped around our planet. But I could see that she was crying, and so I went over to her, and I said, "Why are you crying? Why are you so sad?" And she told me that, she said, "I am so sad because there is so much potential that is not being used. There is so much that is being wasted. And we want, she told me this, she said, we want to help, but we need you to ask. So in these next 8 minutes, we're going to ask. Well, actually 7 minutes and 7 seconds. Okay? I'm about to play a song. And I'm going to give you some instructions on what we need to do. A lot of you are Reiki masters, and that's awesome. Okay? And I believe that everybody has Reiki energy inside of you, healing energy inside of you, so everybody can do this. So don't not do it just because maybe you're not a Reiki master, because your planet, your home needs your help today. In the last few days, I have been feeling something and seeing something that I'm really concerned about on our planet. I'm not going to go into details. But let's just say that our planet needs your help and my help. So what I'm going to do, we're going to teach you how to do something, and we're going to do this together. Okay? We're going to send healing into our planet. So how do we do that? Is, first of all, I'm going to teach you that inside of you is a lot of energy. Inside of you is spirit. That can do all things. There's no limitation with the spirit within you. Only by what we put in place. So first of all, I'm going to ask you to get any of your belief systems out of the way, any of your fears out of the way, and let spirit work through you. Okay? Okay, so the way we do that is we take a deep breath in. And then we breathe out, we clear all of our stuff out of the way, and we clear our minds, and we focus. Okay? Then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to take both of your hands, and I want you to put your fingers together and your thumb together, and like in a prayer mold. And I want you to hold it in front of you, and I want you to start rubbing your hands. You can hear that. That's my hands rubbing together. I want you to rub your hands together. You can do it pretty fast. Okay? Then what I want you to do is I want you to pull your hands apart. And in between your hands, you're going to be able to feel or see energy. What you're looking for is like a little squiggly line. That's energy. Okay? Then what I want you to do, and we're going to get ready to play the song. The other thing, the instruction, there's also some more instructions, so please listen. Then when we get ready to play the song, I want you to rub your hands together like we just did. I want you to rub them together, get the energy flowing in your hands. And then I want you to go to our website, which is www.spiritualawakening.com. Over on our website, I want you to go to where it says Earth. In the tabs, you're going to see the word Earth. Okay? I want you to click over there. When you click over there, you're going to scroll down, all the way down, and on that page, you're going to see a picture of our planet. You're going to see the Earth in front of you. Okay? What I want you to do, once the song starts playing, rub your hands together, get the energy flowing, and then what I want you to do is on your computer screen, and if you're not near your computer, if you're on your phone listening, you can still do this. I just want a picture of the Earth if you can't see the picture that's on the website. But I want all of us to focus energy. I want you to point your hands, put your fingers together, and I want you to point your hands towards Earth. Okay? It's an intent. We're going to send healing into our planet. Please listen. This is very important today. Okay, I won't tell you why, but I'm telling you that this was called by Spirit, and right after we do this, you're going to hear a message, a channeled message from Spirit to you, right after we do this. So the one thing I will tell you, please rub your hands together, get the energy flowing, and then send healing into our planet. We're going to start at the North Pole. What I want you to do is I want you to visualize the top of our planet, the top of planet Earth, our home, and I want you to visualize white light all going all over our planet, to every person, to every boy, every man, every girl, every woman, every living being, and our whole planet's living. This is very important. Please listen to this, okay? So we need to send healing into our planet. This is the only home we have, guys. And so today it needs our help. So we're going to play the song. I'm going to say a prayer before we do that to set the intent. During the song, you won't hear me talking. You will hear music. It plays for 7 minutes and 7 seconds. Seven is the number of completion. And so let's put energy into our planet. Go to www.spirituallyawakening.com right now. Go to where it says Earth. Get the picture of our planet. And let's begin to send healing energy into our home right now. And let me go ahead and pray. And then we're going to go ahead and play the song. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this opportunity to send healing into our planet, into our home. We thank you right now for our home. And we thank you for everything that you do, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, I don't know exactly why you've called this, but I know that there's an urgency in it. So, Father, Mother, God, along with everybody listening to me, my voice right now, we're going to send energy into our home, into the heart of our planet. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you one more time for what you're about to do. We love you so much. And we pray right now for every man, every boy, every girl, every woman, every pet, every living thing on our planet. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Rub your hands together, and together, let's begin to send healing into our planet. Go to www.spirituallyawakening.com to see the picture of our planet. If you're not there, just visualize our Earth. Let's do it now. For doing that, and you can do that no matter if you're listening to this show archived. You can do that with us. And one thing that Spirit was talking to me about is we're gonna leave that there on our website for 7 days, starting today. And what I'm looking for is you to commit to sending healing Reiki energy into our planet for the next 7 days. And how we're going to do that is I'm going to put the song that you just listened to while we did that. I'm going to put that on that website, on that page. And you can go to World Healing and you can do that. I don't care what time of the day you do it. Do it whenever you feel drawn to do it. But commit to doing it 7 days. And what you do is you put your hands facing the planet and sending healing energy into it. And that energy, the Reiki energy, one thing about Reiki energy knows where it needs to go. Okay, you don't have to know what you're sending that in there for, but what you do need to do is to commit to doing that for our planet and for the people that's on our planet. Right now, more than ever, our planet needs healing. There's a lot of stuff going on our planet right now, friends, and we are in a place that we need change. We need calmness and peace and love and light and all those good things. You know, you think that, you know, you're, you know, got some stuff going on. So does our planet itself. Mother Nature, you know, where I live right now, we are under storm watches. You know, it could get a little scary here in the next few days. But what we do is we send energy into our planet and into all of our planet, into every living thing, everything that has breath and everything that lives and breathes, and we do that. I want to be quiet for just a second, and the next voice you're going to hear is Spirit speaking to you. There is a channel message that my job is to do, is to channel that to you. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, and then I'm going to allow that to come through. I have no idea what's about to be said, but, you know, I'm going to relay that to you in just a second. So let me be quiet while I do that. Dear friends, and that is what you are to us. You're more than just friends to us. You are important beyond anything that you could ever imagine to us. We come to you today to tell you that we love you more than you will ever know, but we hope you do know. We come to you today because we are concerned for you. It is time for you to let go of things that no longer benefit you or no longer benefit your planet. It is time to let go of anger and fear and these things that have been holding you back. It is time to move past these things and move forward into all that we have for you. For we are and always have been blessing you, but it is time for you to accept the gifts that we are pouring into you and into your planet on this day, in this now moment, for we pour it out on you now. It is time for you to break the chains of limited thinking and limited belief systems that has held you back for too many years now. And if you allow us to do it, we will do it now in this moment. It is time for you to get past the anger that is causing some of your physical problems and for you to feel better and to heal, not just emotionally, but also physically. And you can do it in this now moment if you allow it to happen. Ask and you shall receive. For we want to open doors for you. We want to bless you more and more and more and more. More than you would ever imagine. We want to do this. We are here for you. But you are missing us, for you are looking for something big when we are doing something little. For some reason, a lot of you are afraid of what you are hearing and what you are seeing, and this is your mind trying to keep you in the box that it has put you in for too long now. It is time for you to have ears to hear what Spirit is saying to you. And we come to you today only in love, for that is all that we are. We are love. And that has been the message that we have been trying to put into you for many years. for we love you without condition. Please do not any longer put those conditions on you. Love you without condition is what our message is to you today. It is time for you to love you without condition. It is time for you to accept all of you, even those things that might not be perfect, for you are not perfect, but you will be someday. You are in a body right now with imperfections, but those are not you. Those are just imperfections. Those are just things that you need to work on, and a lot of you are, and we appreciate the work that you are doing. We thank you for loving your planet enough to pour into it love, for it is that ingredient that it needs to complete what needs to be completed. You have gone through season after season after season after season, and this is the season of growth. This is the season of harvest. This is your time to draw into you all of the things that you have been wanting and needing and asking for. It is time for you to put out your arms and to gather the blessings into you, to gather the miracles into you, to gather the healing into you that you so desperately need. This is not the time for you to buy into the fear that is being preached to you by others. It is time for you to go in to the place of center, into us, for where there is peace inside of you. This is not the time for you to shrink back. This is the time for you to move forward. Without reservation, without fear. This is your time. This is a time that you were born for. And why you are on this planet at this moment in time. To see what we are about to do. For we are about to do great and marvelous things beyond your imagination. We ask you to ask a little more. To dream a little bigger. To reach a little higher. We know that you have had a hard life, but in that hard life have been lessons for you to learn. And now it is time for you to put into motion the things that you have learned, that you can help others learn the lessons that you have learned. It is time for you to reach out of yourself and to help mankind heal. For a lot of you ask us on a daily basis, why do I have to go through the things that I have to go through? And the reason why you have to go through the things that you have to go through is because in that period of time that you have gone through, you have learned things about yourself that you can help heal others. It is time for you to tap into the healing energy that is inside of you and let it just not heal yourself, but also let it heal others. But it begins with you. You have to heal. For how can you help heal others if you are not whole? How can you help others be complete if you are not complete? It is time for you to be whole. It is time for you to be complete. And we pour this into you now. We love you, and we love your planet, for we created all that you have and all that you stand on. The air that you breathe, the things that you see, we have created, And with your help, we will create a world full of love and full of peace. And we do that now. We pour into your planet peace on this day, at this moment in time. We pour peace into you and into your planet. We do this now. We understand your pain. We understand the things that you have gone through and are going through. We understand it, and we are here for you. But we need you to ask us for help. We want so much to help you, but you do not ask, and we do not understand why. Only you can answer that. We cannot answer that for you. But we can tell you this much. We are here to help. We are here to move the obstacles out of your way. And some of those obstacles you created, but you can uncreate them. You can see them gone. And we see them gone now. At this moment, we see them gone. We communicate with you today for your planet, and you stand in a place that you have never stood before. And you are about to embark on a journey that you have never embarked on before. But we ask you in the days ahead not to be afraid. For things are changing and things must change. And we understand that some of you do not like change, but change is inevitable. It is necessary. It is here. So do not be afraid in the days ahead. For great change is coming, but it is nothing to be afraid of. It is to embrace, to be embraced, and to embrace you. Old things must pass away for all things to become new. Do not hold on to the old. For the old is passing away, and all things are becoming new. We leave you at this moment in time, but we are always with you. We are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. We love you. Without measure. man, I don't have words to express how I feel right now. Sometimes spirit goes beyond anything that we can imagine, and sometimes our human mind don't have ways how to express what spirit's doing for us and are in us. And I don't have those right now. I don't have words to express the love that I feel right now for myself, for our planet, for you. Like I said, I woke up this morning and there just was an urgency in my spirit, an urgency that I didn't really understand, but knew was there. We live in challenging times right now. But in those challenging times is when spirit works the most. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes I think that we miss it. But I know that in all of the times of my life when I've faced difficulties, when I've faced things that I thought were just going to break me in half and just break my heart where I couldn't even go on, Spirit always stepped in. I can't remember a time in my life when Spirit wasn't there in those times. My mom, she loves to read this poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand, and she reads it every single morning. And I didn't understand why Spirit was having her read it out loud every morning until right now. But if you've never read it, I would suggest you read it. And I'm just going to give you a brief breakdown of it. Talks about this man, and he had a dream, and in this dream, he was on a beach. And I might not be getting it perfect. I'm not reading it. I'm just remembering parts of it. And in this dream, he's walking along the beach, and he saw all of his life in front of him, and he was looking at the footprints in the sand. And at times he would see two footprints, you know, his and Spirit. He would see those footprints. He would know that Spirit was with him. But then he asked Spirit, he goes, when I was looking back at my life, in those difficult times in my life, when I was about to give up, when I felt the world just crushing, in on me, I have a question, Spirit. Why do I only see one set of footprints? Where were you? Why weren't you there? And Spirit says, my dear child, in those difficult times in your life, when it felt like the world was just too heavy, and when you felt like it was going to crush you, I carried you. Maybe today, maybe at this now moment, you're feeling alone. Maybe you're questioning why the only one set of footprints. But all I know is what I know. And it's Spirit carrying you, Spirit holding you, and Spirit loves you so much. I know today's program was different than what I normally do, but sometimes different's okay. Sometimes difference necessary. I'm so thankful that Spirit talked through me, to me and to you today. I am so thankful for that. You know, I think that that I speak for you sometimes as I'm about to speak for me. You know, sometimes I asked Spirit this one time. I said, why me? Why me? You know, why did you call me to do what I do? Why me? And Spirit only answered back this, why not you? Spirit's calling all of us to do stuff right now. Not just me, everybody. We all have a part to play. We all are a piece of the puzzle. And without one of us on the planet, the puzzle cannot be put together. Because you and I are pieces of a bigger puzzle, a bigger picture. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes I forget that. But all of us on planet Earth play a part in the bigger picture. So today you're an important part of the plan of Spirit. You might not know right now what that plan is for you. You might not see the bigger picture right today. But that does not mean that it's not there. I'm so excited about what Spirit did today and what Spirit's doing. Catch the wave. Reach a little higher today. Break the chains of your limited thinking. And dream a little bigger today. Manifest a little stronger today. And love yourself a lot better today. You know, I wish that you could see you the way I see you and the way Spirit sees you. And one day, I will tell you, this happened in my life, and I want to share this with you. I've never shared this with you, but I want to share it with you today. There was a period in my life where I didn't love me. I did not love me at all. I did everything in the power to destroy me because there was not a part of me that I liked or loved or I even didn't want to even be on this planet. But one day, when I was even down, I was down, I was not up. I went to the mirror, and I was looking in the mirror, and I did not like to look in the mirror. I did not like the way I looked. I did not like anything about me. And I did not like mirrors. Because mirrors reflect on us. But while I was standing there looking in the mirror, I heard a voice that says, I love you. Just the way you are. And that changed everything. So today, that's one thing that I get to see you guys. I get to see you. I get to see the Spirit within you. And the Spirit within you is awesome and great and beyond anything you can imagine. Go to your mirror today and do not look at yourself with physical eyes. Use your spiritual eyes and see the spiritual you inside of you. And when you can see that, it will change everything. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Adam Fulmore will be with us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Thank you for those that did call in today. If you're listening to this show archive, the Spirit is the same no matter when. Always the same and doesn't change. Thank you so much for being a part of today with me. Let's have ears to hear what Spirit's trying to tell us on a daily basis, every day of our life. We are doing 7 days of healing for our planet. It's over on www.spirituallyawakening.com. There's a planet. There's our planet. On that page, what I'm trying to say is on that page is a picture of our planet. And what you do is you stick your hands, you rub your hands together, you put your fingers together, you point your hands towards Earth, and you send energy into it for 7 minutes. There will be a song over there that will help you. Send energy into our planet for 7 days, for 7 minutes, for 7 seconds, and let's change our planet. You're going, well, Michael, that's big. But I believe that the spirit within us is big. And the spirit within me told me to do this for 7 days, for 7 minutes, for 7 seconds. We are going to send healing energy into our planet. Please join me in doing that. It doesn't matter when you do it. It just matters that you do it. Okay? 7 days, 7 minutes, 7 seconds is all we're asking for. All right. All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you for being you. You be you. I'll be me, and together we'll get there, I promise. Spirit is amazing. That's all I can say. It's just amazing. And we can do amazing things when we tap into that amazing energy inside of us, into that amazing you. Because you are amazing. You just don't know it yet. You might not be able to tap into it yet. But that does not change the fact that you are already amazing. You know, that's a really cool thing. You know, even in those moments in my life when I didn't really like myself and when I didn't love myself, Spirit never gave up on me. Spirit was always there just waiting for me to say, hey, Spirit, I need your help. We're going to close out right now, but that doesn't mean that Spirit stops moving. Continue to let Spirit move in your life today and in every day and in every second and in every way. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye for now. We'll be here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Please join us then. Bye-bye. Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru.
Satguru me paya, Satguru tapaya, seti seti manavadiya vadaya. Ragratan parvar pariya, shabd gavan aya, shabdod gavo hari ke raman jani vasaya. Kahe nanit anando hua, Satguru me paya. Ananda Beya.